Welcome to Communication and Psychological Warfare 10, the ultimate squad management, team talk, and media guide for virtual football managers. I'm Jordan Cooper from FM Britain, and in this audio bonus portion of the Communication and Psychological Warfare book, we're going to take a break from the traditional route of audio ebooks where you basically have the author kind of reading the book word for word, and we're going to make it more like a fireside chat. So we'll be going section through section through the book, discussing all the concepts and the techniques behind motivating your team to play every game their very best in Football Manager 2010. With me right now is one of the authors of CPW 10, the administrator of FM Britain, and as well as one of the game's Dream Team beta testers, and that's Gareth Millward, or Millie, as most people know him from all the community forums. Later in the book, we'll have Thomas Levin from FM Pundit discuss more things about the warfare elements of CPW. Now, this is the first time we've released Communication and Psychological Warfare since the original work done by Matt von Bracha in 2008. Can you go behind the scenes on the making of the book? Like, how did this book get to be as detailed of a guide as it has been?
Well, I think really it's been kind of an evolution of what's been going on for the past couple of years. It's essentially still Matt von Brocker's work, the next DRB, who you might know from the forums. But what we've done is we've taken some of the updates that have gone on through the past couple of years. I mean, it seems like quite a long time ago, but CPW 08 is pre press conferences. In those days, we were still getting to grips with the tutoring aspect of man management. We were still getting to grips with some of the other new features such as team talks and things like that. So really it's a culmination of a couple of years of playing the game and of speaking with other people on other forums, other sites, and generally just kind of bringing together the knowledge of the community and of ourselves from building the game up. So Matt has provided us with the framework for the book and kind of talked through and taught us, really. I mean, nearly everything I know about communication I've learned from Matt's book and from speaking with Matt over the past few years. So we've just added a bit more flesh to those bones based on the most recent kind of updates. So we've taken what we've learned from experimenting with team talks, with interacting with players, for praising them for good performances and criticising them for bad ones, looking at what people have written about player development in terms of the attributes needed to get players to develop quickly, and really just put all that into a guide which is meant to complement the work that we've done on tactics, which obviously has gone down very well this season with Tactical Theorems 10.
Well, traditionally, we tend to go more of the tactical route as far as the X's and O's of the game. Why does Communication and Psychological Warfare really go side by side with TT10? As far as, yeah, you could have great tactics, but if you don't motivate your team the right way, the best tactics in the world will still get beat.
Well, I think quite a lot of people have said when they play football or when they play Football Manager that they said there's too much emphasis on tactics. And I think that may even be true from FM Britain's point of view sometimes, that we go into great detail about the kind of choices that you can make in order to beat the opposition. But at the end of the day, if your team can't be bothered, or your team are constantly fighting with each other, or you can't win games because your best player is handed in a transfer request and you refuse to play him, or you haven't got anybody to bring off the bench because all your youth players are too busy getting drunk and driving their cars into trees rather than actually spending some time working on the training pitch, then the best tactics in the world are going to fall down. And the real skill of football managers, as has been said, I mean, they've talked about people like Steve McClaren couldn't handle the egos in the England dressing room. Or they talk about somebody like Brian Clough or Jose Mourinho, who manages to fire up his players to play their best every game. So that's why communication is so important. It's not just a short-term thing in terms of getting your players up for that second half so they can overturn that two-goal deficit. It's about making sure that your players are always motivated and always willing to put in their best for the club. Because providing you've got that, it can make that little bit of extra difference between a draw and a win, or a loss and a draw. And those extra points that you get at the end of the season, or those extra replays that you can force in the FA Cup, that's the thing that wins trophies.
And I like the way that you've included a quote from Brian Clough in the very beginning, in the introduction of the book, that says, "Players lose you games, not tactics. There's so much crap talked about tactics by people who barely know how to win at dominoes."
Yeah, so that's a classic Cloughism. I think it's quite funny actually, because quite a lot of people interpret that quote as Brian Clough saying that he never played with tactics, which I think for anybody that knows anything about Brian Clough is a complete lie. But it certainly is a good point that quite a lot of people do spend a lot of time overanalyzing tactics, when really there's perhaps the kind of the Occam's razor argument going on. Did the team lose because their centre backs weren't playing in tandem, and they weren't working well with the holding midfielder who wasn't creating the right movement off the ball, or was it because the centre back had been out on the lash the night before and he completely missed that kick which allowed the striker in on an empty goal? It's sometimes the simplest argument that the players weren't trying can actually be right more than the tactics. But I think what CPW shows is that you can expand tactics as well. I mean, tactics isn't just the actual individual strategy that you use on an individual game. It's a wider, long-term thing about making sure that the entire club is pulling in the right direction for the end goal, which is at the end of a 30, 40, 50 game season, to come out of it with trophies.
With FM 2010 being so much more advanced, the series has been, gotten progressively more advanced with more variables added year by year. From starting to play, obviously, in the championship manager days, do you think that the main difference between now and back then is that there are so many different, basically, variables that are linked together in creating your team's success or lack thereof that books like this almost are almost necessary to exist in order to really fully understand, what's going on in the game? And is that a bad thing about the game, or is that a good thing?
Well, obviously, from our point of view, we really enjoy that aspect of the game. We like the fact that it's not easy to just put your finger on it and go, okay, that guy's determination stat was 15 instead of 7, and that's why we won that game. And I think it's a much better game because, you can go, well, it's a mix of these sorts of factors. I'm going to choose this strategy for overcoming that problem. For me, that makes the game incredibly interesting. But I think, as you'll see through the book, although it's very in depth about the underlying philosophy behind communication in Football Manager, the idea that players have personalities, that they have stats that you need to be aware of, that these stats help not only control their performance in a particular match or in a particular situation, but they control their entire career progression from being a teenager right through into their 30s and 40s. You'll see that even this guide, there are chapters that could have been written, could have been much, much longer. I mean, we've currently got the guide to around about 80 pages, but we could easily write another 40 or 50 if we included all of the experiments that have been done on all of the various forums around the community. But with that being said, I think that's what communication, psychological warfare, and to a certain extent, Tactical Theorems 10 are about. It's about introducing people to the philosophies behind these concepts in the game, so that people can get advice at the kind of the basic level of the kind of things they should be looking for, but they can then use this advice to learn how to use the game for their own purposes, to apply it to their own particular situations. And hopefully the people who read this guide will be the guys that come back to us in a few months' time and tell us what they've learned, and where they think that CPW is wrong, and where they think that it's right, and we can kind of work together and create even an even better guide further down the line.
Well, that goes along hand in hand with basically the fundamental philosophy of all of us at FM Britain, that we don't really produce how-to guides. Like typically most video gamers will be, get a new game, be like, "Oh, I want the cheat codes. I want the, what buttons do I press in order to get, 100 lives?" And we kind of never really take that approach. And some people may call us stuffy or uptight because of it, because we don't use stuff like the editor and third-party programs like that. But I don't think there actually is, with Football Manager 2010 being as advanced a game over the years, that is, I don't think there is a 1-2-3 methodology of press this button, say this team talk, do this one thing, and win.
No, I don't think there are. I mean, I think it would be possible for you to draw up a particular program and say playing this kind of tactic and using this strategy for motivating the players, and then this will work. I think you can probably guide people in that way and say, right, this is exactly what I did, and this is how I did it, and this is how you should do it. But I think that fails really on two fronts. I mean, one, it doesn't take into account lots of variables that can come into it that you might not necessarily have. I mean, for instance, if you're playing at a club like Real Madrid, it's going to be very different to if you're playing at a club like Rotherham. And the other thing is that I don't personally, and this is just the way that I play the game, I don't think it's particularly fun to kind of to read a list of stuff to do and kind of but punch in these numbers and then this result will come out at the end. I think that it's much more useful in the long term to learn how the game works and then use that information to apply it to your own situation. In the short term, you might be able to download a tactic that works for a season or two, or maybe even longer than that if you've got a really good team. In the short term, you may find a particular way of communicating with players which always gives you superb morale. But unless you understand what's going on behind the reasoning for doing what's been done, when that A plan starts to break down, and there's no plan B, then everything can just crumble around you.
Well, also, for the most part, Sports Interactive is trying to create a football simulation game that models after real life, where whatever you would think the outcome would be in a real-world football environment, that is being simulated in the game. So when you do a look into squad management, team talks, and media, I'm assuming that most of what happens is kind of goes along with the logic of what it would be in real life. So is there is do you, have you found that through all your research, or have maybe you found there are actually a couple little things that's like, well, that wouldn't really happen.
Oh, definitely. There's plenty of things in there where we go, well, in real life, perhaps we'd want to do this, but unfortunately, in the game, we can't at the moment. One of the big problems that we've had with Football Manager, really, since Communication and Psychological Warfare 08, was the fact that you can't praise your players in public and back them up in public so that you keep the kind of the media scrutiny off the players, and then in private, throw the teacup at them, give them the hairdryer treatment. You can't, on the one hand, communicate to a player in private that his performances aren't good enough, and then in the public arena say, oh no, he's fine, he'll be he'll, he's he's playing really well in training, you just watch and he'll score in the next game. You can't really have that kind of public-private interaction going on, and that's something that I think would add a lot of would add a lot of nuance to the game, because certain players would react really well to that kind of managerial style, and some players would need you to be straight up, whether it was in public or in private. And there are other situations as well where you need to know what the game makers mean when they say, why can't you play like this every match, or do it for the fans, those kind of team talks. So I think that's the other kind of role of this guide, is to not only kind of show, look, here are the parallels with real life, and this is where the game kind of really mirrors common sense from the real world, but also to kind of point out the areas where it's kind of like real life, but the parallels aren't exact. So you need to know what's going on behind the scenes, and what the game makers mean with particular kind of interactions, and hopefully over the next kind of couple of years, those kind of issues will be ironed out as the fans give more feedback to the company, and as the company come up with more sophisticated ideas as to what they're going to do with this kind of personality management.
And that's why it's a major benefit to us at FM Britain, as well as everyone in the community and all of our readers, that you are, and Richard, WW fan, and most of the administrators and moderators on FM Britain are part of the beta testing process for each version of the game, where we get, like, we sent out a survey and we get information back from the community to relay to Sports Interactive and work on improving and adding these realistic elements that we see that maybe should be in the game. I mean, that's kind of what happened with the Tactics Creator in a way. So I almost feel that the work here at CPW 10 is the type of thing that when FM 11 comes out, a lot of the concepts will be even more advanced and more on par with what logic and real life would ascertain because of it. And I think that's part of being, you know, at FM Britain, as well as being part of the community, that Sports Interactive definitely does do a lot of community engagement on seeing what's working, what's not working, and then getting together with the community on beta testing and ironing everything out. So I think it's a very, very good point that, you know, we have guys like you, guys like WW Fan, making sure that kind of SI keeps to their highest standards.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Matt von Brocker has been sort of on the beta test now for a couple of years, and he's been talking with SI about player communication and kind of making suggestions and things like that. I mean, not everything can get into the final director's cut of the game, and there's always stuff on the editing room floor, so the stuff that doesn't get developed. But I mean, SI do kind of unofficially anyway, they are always thinking a game or two ahead as to what they can develop over the years in order to go into the next version or even the version after that. So, yeah, I mean, the simple thing is, if you've got an opinion on the game, regardless of what forum you're at, whether you're on the official forums, whether you're on your favourite site's forums or on Facebook or on Twitter, talk about what you don't like about the game as well as what you do like about the game, and you'll be surprised how much gets back to Sports Interactive and how much they discuss. And obviously not everything will go in. Some things they'll see as not being part of a game that they want to produce, some things they'll see as being impractical, but you'd be surprised how much is developed directly from fan interaction. So if you want to bother anybody, bother Miles directly at MilesSI on Twitter. See how far you get.
Well, in addition to the developers being very engaged with their community, I also want to take the time to thank everyone that reads FM Britain, everyone that comes to our forums, everyone that gets involved on Twitter, on Facebook, and it's the type of thing where I love producing and reading this type of content. I mean, half the time, you know, you and Richard and Matt and all the guys are kind of producing content that help me play the game better. And I try to portray that out to as many people as possible when I'm out on, you know, stuff like Twitter every day. So I definitely want to thank everyone that every single visitor for the past 5 years to FM Britain. If I could thank everyone personally, I would. I don't think I have time to do that. But I think that without our readers, I don't think any of this would have been possible, because it would just be kind of a closed off. Kind of, this is our thoughts, and hopefully we get it right. So I think that the benefit of having a community as strong as FM Britain does, as well as, you know, Football Manager does as a whole, I think is a testament on why FM Britain's guides are so successful. And it's not just because of your mind or Richard's mind or whoever writes the content.
Well, I mean, yeah, we can't give out sort of shout outs to everybody, but there are certain sections of Tactical Theorems 10 and of CPW 10 which have come either as a direct result of people asking questions and us going, yeah, that's definitely a section we should put in the guide because loads of people have asked that question, or whether people have made comments or kind of written up very long forum posts about what they see is wrong with the game or what they found in the game. Just for a couple of examples, the chapter we did in Tactical Theorems 10 about learning to read match stats, that was almost entirely developed from questions from the forum where people had gone, you know, how do I analyse my tactics? How do I know what's going on? It almost entirely from over... We'd wanted to put something like that into TTNF 09 but didn't really have the time. But yeah, I mean, certainly that section came directly from people just coming to the website and asking questions. It's amazing how much of that helps us to structure what we write. And there are sections in CPW, particularly on player development, where although we'd written quite extensively on the fact that you needed mental abilities, strong mental stats, in order to develop a youth player well. It was conversations with people on the forums who were talking about player development and posting up loads of graphs and just generally talking about the training system and about player development that made us realize, yeah, we need to actually make it very clear that this is a major part of the game, you know, that player interaction isn't just about team talks, that there are actual long-term benefits. So there's a couple of sections where we've written more in the final cut than we were going to do in the original draft, simply because of the questions and the feedback that we were getting from the forum. So, yeah, I mean, without people responding to us via Twitter, via Facebook, via the forums, and just by email, then the guide probably wouldn't be as good as we think it is right now.
So if you're reading the guide, Communication and Psychological Warfare 10, feel free to come by the FM Britain forums or find us on Twitter and Facebook, fm-britain.co.uk, and tell us what you believe is wrong about the book. Tell us what you think is dead spot on right. Feel free to offer your feedback so we could improve it even more, maybe even come out with an appendix release for it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if there's major things that are either factually incorrect or aren't developed enough that people think really need more work on, then we're more than happy to send out an appendix. And if anybody wants to help us work on any future versions of this or on any other guides and they feel they've got important information to relay, then all they have to do is get in touch.